This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour number two of the Blitz starts now. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, we're up at FM 105.7 AM 1340 over at fanrunradio.com. Click the live link if you need to listen to the stream there. Powered by our friends at MyBookie. As always, we do have the free FanRun Radio app. Download that in the stores today. It's free 99. That's the best point. It's free. Hey, and if you like to watch along the video and see us do goofy things during the break, follow along at Fox Sports Knox on Facebook and on Twitter. Second Hour Smiles. Get with us there right now. Time to get in the top four, middle four, bottom four in the second segment. But in this first segment, quickly right here, let's talk a little baseball. A pivotal game tonight. Got the clinching game for the Dodgers and the Giants. GP3 will be awaiting gingerly, desperately to see who his Braves will be playing in the NLCS. They go back to San Francisco, series tied 2-2. Coming off a big win from the Dodgers in the last game, 7-2, where the bats exploded and the Giants were just inexistent for the most part. How do you guys see tonight's game? Who are you going with, first of all? Who do you want to see win? I think GP3, you went back and forth. You said you'd rather see the Giants because the Braves haven't fared well for the Dodgers. Is that still the same?
Yeah, from a selfish standpoint, I would rather see the Giants just because the Dodgers have always had our number. Going back to, I think it was 4 years ago, Acuna's rookie year, where they beat us in the first round. And then you had last year the comeback from down 3-1. So I would like to avoid them just because they seem to be our Achilles heel. But the Giants are such a good team. They finished ahead of the Dodgers. Like, they're not a bad team at all. And they might even have a better pitching rotation than the Dodgers do right now. But something about the mental aspect of it, I feel like they would just fare better off against the Giants than the Dodgers.
Ryan?
I mean, I'm definitely going for the Giants in this one. This is a resilient bunch. Like, every single year, there's always that one team that comes out of nowhere that makes it deep in the playoffs. Wish it was my Rays this year, but this year it is the Giants. And I'm really going for them right here again. Their pitching staff is incredible. They have all the great playmakers. Brandon Crawford is playing fantastic these days.
I'm surprised this he didn't get more love for the MVP.
Right? He really should have. Man, he came out of nowhere with his baggy jerseys. He was hiding so many hits for the last couple of years in there.
Baggy jersey. He does have a baggy jersey. No offense to the Brave fans or to you, GP3. But aren't we getting a little bit cheated with the two best teams in MLB playing in this matchup as opposed to playing in the NLCS?
We sure are.
Yeah, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
I mean, I don't think you're getting cheated. They were going to play each other either way. They're just playing each other now instead. And I think even a lot of people in national media and across the country would say they're basically playing for a spot in the World Series. Me personally, I wouldn't write off the Braves that quickly as much as I would like to be able to, because they have been hot lately and they still do have talent. Obviously, Jorge Soler being on the COVID list hurts. And what is the update on him? Is there any chance that he can return for the CS?
I haven't seen anything yet, but as far as I understand, he just has to have two negative tests to get back on. I don't think there's a rule in place that, like, once the lineup's set, he can't come back, because I think there's some exemption with COVID.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was wondering. I know that, like, if someone's injured and you take him off your 26-man roster,
right,
they are –
they're done
off until the next series. But I didn't know if a COVID exemption existed for someone to join mid-series. So, that's interesting. Tonight, though, I think you're in for potentially like an epic playoff game. I mean, these two teams have been battling it out since the first day of the season. for that NL West crown. When they've played each other in the season, they've played some really fun, good games. They're both really talented. They both have great pitching. I mean, even with Webb and Urias not being either of those two teams' aces tonight necessarily, after them, you know, you're still going to see really good pitching come in there. You might see some starters thrown in there from the bullpen. The Dodgers lineup, obviously an absurd lineup, the best in the MLB.
It's nasty.
Top to bottom. It's
better than the Giants lineup. But the Giants have just consistently found a way, even with maybe not all the right parts all the time, to manufacture runs. I mean, obviously, there's something to say about winning 107 games. I think we're going to get a very, very good baseball game tonight. Or at least I hope we do.
Yeah, me too. Above all, no big dog in the fight. I do think the Dodgers will win. Talk about their lineup top to bottom. It's scary. Just the way they were able to come alive in the last game with the bats. Think they do a lot of the same tonight. Do we know who our probable pitchers are?
Yeah, it's Urias and Webb.
Urias and Webb.
That's what we were just talking about.
I didn't hear you say that. I guess I tuned that one out.
And Urias, even though he's not considered their ace, he did lead the Dodgers in wins this season.
MLB, I'm pretty sure.
Might have been MLB. I didn't know if Kyle Hendricks from the Cubs still had him beat or not. But, yeah, I mean, they're good. I mean, even if they're not the de facto aces of the clubs, I mean, it's going to be a really good pitching duel. I don't know. Hopefully they wear each other out and gives the Braves, you know, a leg up.
Get a little leg advantage on those two teams. Yeah, I just want to see a good game. I'd like to see the Dodgers and the Braves. Think that while you may be a little – may fret that because of the previous matchups with the Braves and the Dodgers, I feel like that'll be a really good series. I think that's a seven-game series.
Would you prefer as a Braves fan – home field advantage against the Dodgers or potentially
you want
better
the home field advantage
or potentially a better matchup against the Giants.
I think I want the home field.
You want SunTrust rocking, man. Everybody chopping out there. Get the drums going. I think that would be an excellent atmosphere to see the Braves get home field. I really do. I think that'll be a great NLCS if it were the Dodgers versus the Braves. Both teams that obviously the Braves with back-to-back NLCS trips, historic past of domination through the 90s, making it to a lot of National League Championship Series, you know, winning pennants and winning that one World Series. But they, you know, the dominant pitching staffs, and you think about the Dodgers of the past. So great storylines on both ends. And just hopefully it turns out to be a great game. A great game. And then on the other side, our Red Sox Astros will start up on Friday, correct?
Yep.
They will wait to start up on Friday. How are we thinking that one's looking? Red Sox are hot, right?
Yeah. Everybody should
sorry,
be.
You know, they took out your Rays, but.
The team of destiny. That's one phrase we've been saying around here for a while. And the way that that series was ending, you have to give it to the Red Sox right here. There's something magic.
Well, I saw a conspiracy on TikTok the other day. Oh. The Red Sox, every year that there's
the
been
flags.
The
flags.
In the World Series logo. They have won the World Series.
Every year what?
The World Series logo has had flags in it. They've won the World Series.
Like little pennants?
Yeah.
This year, there are flags in the ALCS logo, but there aren't any in the World Series logo.
Interesting.
What does that mean? We don't know for sure.
They're going to win the ALCS and
lose the World Series.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Man, I just hope they beat the Astros.
The 2021 playoff logos mean Red Sox have World Series shot. Huh, that's the conspiracy out there. That's a pretty interesting stat, though, that every year they've won it, they've had the flags and the logos.
Cool little thing to mention, at least, for this Red Sox-Astros game. They are installing at Fenway Park and Minute Maid Park in Houston and Fenway ginormous magnets to disrupt any potential camera feeds right on field level. Pretty much saying, hey, Astros, if you try something, it's not going to work this time around. So that's pretty interesting
The Astros just so good at cheating that they can't get caught easily?
I guess. I mean, heck, they're literally bringing in the magnets. I guess this is all stemming from the White Sox pitcher accusing them of cheating still.
But we can't count out the Astros, though, right? They still got
No, you can't.
Well, they've got
you cannot like them.
Because, I mean, it's because the Giants-Dodgers series hasn't ended yet, obviously, but they're currently the World Series favorite in terms of betting odds.
They have the experience in the postseason. Can Dusty Baker finally win one? Will this be the year?
I've seen him fail in the playoffs on a pretty consistent level as a Nationals fan. There's just something about the playoffs.
Yeah, and over the years, like he's had great teams. I mean, failed before with the Giants in the World Series. So
I
like,
mean, he's
been in the big game.
He was given really, really, really good teams in DC, and he was also given playoff matchups that weren't the toughest in the world. And he failed over and over and over again. And it was pretty consistently, you know, him making poor decisions as well, which is a shame because Dusty Baker. I loved him. I mean, he's one of my favorite baseball coaches of all time. But, you know, the Astros-White Sox series didn't really come down to managing. The Astros just completely outclassed the White Sox, it felt like. But,
yeah.
You know, if this one gets tougher and it comes down to some key decisions that managers have to make, I don't really trust Dusty Baker. I mean, I think
you trust Alex Cora over there for the Red Sox? Because, yeah. I mean, he's obviously he's had his problems, you know, in the past. There was that one point that he almost lost a job. He was reprimanded quite a bit. I'm trying to remember what it was, but y'all know what I'm talking about? Alex Cora just about lost his job. That's what I thought. It was something
weird.
He got
fired from the Red Sox for the cheating scandal, yeah, but then they rehired him.
And then they rehired. So it's
like
one of those blemishes. You know?
I think, I mean, if you ask me to pick right now, I think the Red Sox win the World Series. So.
Okay. There you have it.
There are no flags. We're not winning the World Series.
Not without the flags. 865-546-8200. That's our number if you want to chime in with some baseball talk. On the other side, we're going to get to one of our favorite games. You love it. We love it. Time to do a little top four, middle four, bottom four on the other side. Keep it locked here for more Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the Blitz. It's time you hear the music. You know what that means. It's time for a little top four, middle four, bottom four. Last week, our standings were... Charlie finished last, but he didn't have to do a punishment, though. He got lucky and drew one of the two no punishments. He finished with a score of... Let me pull it up. Scrolling.
I finished with a score of 48.98. You came in second with a score of... second to last with a score of 50.18. The GP3 was right there with us at 54.1, and then Ryan blew us all out of the water with the Cooper Cup Robert Woods combo. Total score 70.44. Your scores on the year, if you add them all up, GP3 currently in the lead. Makes sense. He hasn't finished last yet. He has 350.94, followed by me and you neck and neck. You're second with 335.88, me third, 333.56. And Ryan's also playing. He has 292.67.
I mean, y'all saw the rosters I started with in this.
He's had the most punishments, so that is where he is last. But time to go ahead and get started. Charlie gets to go first. He went last, and we'll go around the room. Charlie, you're up. Take your pick. Pick your poison from the
positions.
I
want to start with the tight ends.
Starting with the tight ends.
All right, who we got in tight end?
I'll pull mine, and then I'll read them to you. Okay. Your tight ends this week. We have your top four, Mark Andrews, Dalton Schultz, Darren Waller, and TJ Hockenson. It was a rough week for the top-tier tight ends. A lot of them are hurt or on.
No night. Dawson Knox in there?
Monday Night Football.
Monday nights.
We have been, hadn't we?
We stopped doing it. You asked me to stop doing it.
Yeah, okay. We tried to and then accidentally put some in last week.
Okay. Your middle four, Zach Ertz, Tyler Conklin, Ricky Seals Jones, and Mo Alley Cox.
Oh, big Mo Alley Cox.
And your bottom four, Dan Arnold, Donald Parnham, Pat Freiermuth.
Who that is?
Which one?
Any of them. Dan Arnold.
Dan Arnold is the Jags starting tight end. Donald Parnham is a red zone threat for the Chargers.
Just be some random guys in a rec league. You're telling me their name.
He scored 2 weeks in a row, and Pat Freiermuth was the second round pick for the Steelers out of Penn State, who was called Baby Gronk in the scouting process and has really come along nicely his rookie year. And then finally, you have Tommy Trimble in there.
Tommy Trimble. All right, Charlie, who did you get?
I have a feeling I got Tommy Trimble. I don't know. I forgot to open it, but it's really crumbled tight. Ryan, you really crumbled as well.
Thank you.
Oh, baby. Darren Waller at the Broncos. So what a start.
Must be nice. Rich get richer.
Tommy Trimble.
Tommy Trimble.
There he goes.
Tommy!
Tommy Tom.
I got Mo Alie-Cox from the Colts.
Mo Alie-Cox from the Colts. I got Tyler Conklin of the Vikings. Just if you didn't know, he's been binge-watching Nicolas Cage and Harrison Ford movies this week.
Why do you know that?
Just because I looked up how he was doing, and that's what Kirk Cousins detailed.
Huh. I think that has to be really good. I think that means really good things.
He's gonna have an awesome week, and they play the Panthers this weekend on the year.
Oh, he has one touchdown. You guys got the tight end battle here, Tommy and
Tyler Conklin.
Tommy and Tyler.
All right, next up.
Not off to a good start.
GP3, what do you want?
Quarterbacks.
Quarterback. Going to the quarterback clubs.
Your quarterbacks this week. We got a little Thursday night football action with old Thomas Brady. Then you got Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert making an appearance in the top four, and Kyler Murray. Your middle four, old Teddy B, Joey B, Kirk Cousins, and Dan Jones.
Give me Herbert or give me Brady.
Bottom four, Geno Smith. Our returning favorite, Davis Mills.
Yeah, I got two.
Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones.
Give me Thomas Brady or Justin Herbert.
I hope you get Trevor Lawrence.
Why would you say that?
He's not rooting for you.
Oh, my God.
Did I get two? No. Okay.
All right, GP3, what you got up there?
Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Two Gloves. And I got Matt Stafford over here. Oh, Chance, that facial expression isn't too good.
I got Geno Bleepin' Smith.
Hey!
It's the one that you said before we even started the show
I'm
today.
I'm telling you, man, I have bad luck. I can always just
call it.
You like that? Kirk Cousins, baby, let's go. My guy.
Geno Smith at the Steelers.
Hey. Let's work together this week.
and then beat GP3.
Beat GP3.
Yes, I'm putting all my faith into Geno Smith. So.
No. Kirk Cousins, 5 touchdowns, all 5 to Tyler Conklin. Let's do it together.
Yeah.
To take down GP3.
Geno Smith's going to go back to his West Virginia days and just ball out.
He looked good.
He did. He did. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the wide receivers over here. Charlie, who am I thinking of?
Why do I keep putting my phone away like I'm not just going to have to read the next one? Your wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and scary Terry McLaurin. Your middle four, Kadarius Toney, Adam Thielen, Cortland Sutton, and T. Higgins. And your bottom four, Laviska Shenault Jr., Michael Gallup, Greg Ward Jr., and Chris Moore. What are you smiling over there for?
I got one of my favorite players in the entire league. I got DJ Moore.
You weren't supposed to open it yet. I haven't even drawn mine.
He couldn't contain
it. I couldn't contain it. I was smiling so big.
Is everyone drawn?
No, I haven't drawn.
No. He couldn't contain his excitement for DJ Moore. I've never met a bigger DJ Moore.
Hey, Maryland, baby, wide receiver you.
Bro, I'm about to buy that jersey, go to a Panthers game.
You really do like some DJ Moore, huh? All right, you got DJ Moore. I got Keenan Allen, so at least that's solid.
Okay. Kadarius Toney.
He's went off last
game. All right.
Game.
He's hopefully good. He doesn't punch anyone this week.
Yeah, and hopefully Shepard doesn't steal too much.
Do I get extra points if he punches someone?
I got the Teddy to Cortland Sutton connection.
Ooh, okay. Good stack.
You got interest in that Broncos game now?
I would like to make an amendment to the rules.
Okay.
I propose one. If any of our players punch anyone, it's an automatic 5-point bonus if they get ejected for it.
Well, let's just say we did and we didn't.
Okay.
All right, next up, running backs. Who's our running backs, Charlie? I've had Derrick Henry twice on the year, though. Is he in there again?
He's not on there this week. Mm,
you have Monday Zeke, night, that's right.
James Robinson, Austin Eckler, and Aaron Jones.
Hey, Eckler.
I would Eckler'd love to have Eckler.
He's finally here.
Four, Alexander Mattison, Antonio Gibbs.
I would take Madison.
That'd be a bad
Josh
pull this
Jacobs,
week.
Jacobs and Melvin Gordon. And your bottom four, Devontae Booker, Damian Williams, Darrell Williams, and Alex Collins.
All right, go for it.
I feel like Damian Williams might be all right this week.
Yeah, he's definitely
for a bottom four. That's
yeah,
not like
he's
a bad
fantastic for a bottom.
All right.
All right, got Alexander Mattison.
Not bad.
Might work out for you really well.
Is Dalvin playing, though?
Oh, he's no. supposed to.
Oh, no.
Oh, so if he plays, do I get Dalvin?
No.
That's silly.
That's why he's in the middle.
Size may get a guy who gets no touches.
If Dalvin wasn't playing, Mattison would be in the top four.
Would he?
Yeah, he would. Well, anyway, I got Alex
Seems
Collins.
Sketchy.
That's exciting. Woohoo.
I got Josh Jacobs.
And I got Aaron Jones.
Okay.
Nobody cares who you got.
And
yeah, I figured no one did.
The Raiders are playing the Buccaneers this week. The Broncos. So now I've got three people in that game.
I hope you get a fourth. I don't even know if there is a fourth in there, but wide receivers. I need to give you tight ends.
Yep. All right, who's flexing first? Charlie, you don't have any sleeves on. You might as well go ahead and flex for us first.
Oh-ho. My sun's out, guns out, Ryan. Give it a good shake, you know. Make sure those positions.
Mattison
really
missed practice with a shoulder issue this week. What are you doing? And he been in practice because he's got a shoulder injury.
Who cares about practice chances?
You're just giving me a guy that may not even get any touches. That's not fair.
We all had an equal chance to pull.
Furthermore,
you are bad at picking these names.
If he doesn't play, though, you get a redraw.
Yeah, if he doesn't play, you get a redraw. But
if he doesn't play, okay.
But even if Dalvin Cook plays, Alexander Mattison still has a pretty decent role in that offense.
I was thinking if he doesn't play, if he's hurt.
Well, then you get a redraw. Mm. You want to know who's not going to be available for that redraw chance?
No.
Take a guess.
Derrick Henry.
Well, you aren't wrong. He's not available. But
oh, you just pulled Eckler, didn't you?
You can see it?
No, I'm just guessing because you were talking really confidently.
Austin Eckler!
He's talking crap over there.
I'll take my chances with Devontae Booker. Got the starting job this week.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, a weird team. Maybe not a bad one, but a weird one.
My flex this week is going to be Damian Williams. I got both running backs in the Green Bay-Chicago matchup.
I have a bad team. Antonio Gibson.
It's a great draw.
Yeah, that was not the right time to say that.
Antonio Gibson?
Yeah.
Why?
On the Washington football team.
But he's like really,
he scored two
really
touchdowns
good.
Last week against the Saints.
Did he?
He's also, like a top 10
he's also questionable player. Going into the game.
Oh, another
that
one.
Stress.
He is. Oh, man. Held.
That shin injury has been going on for like weeks.
Here
that's
it
not
says
going
right
anymore.
Here. Football team's Antonio Gibson held out of practice again.
Yeah, but that's been going on for 3 weeks, and he still had 22 fantasy points a week ago. So
I'm going to be redrawing boom. Two players.
No, he's going to play.
Oh, he's going to play.
He's been playing through that all year.
Yeah, the shin injury.
It's just like a rest thing. They rest him in the week. They make him questionable. He plays Sunday. He balls out.
And they're playing Kansas City. That's a weak defense.
Why are you upset about Antonio Gibson, dude? He's like a top 10 running back.
Has he been?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been scoring.
He's a stud.
Like, probably overall.
I thought he was splitting a lot with McKissick.
No.
I mean,
Kissick just gets utilized as like a passing back sometimes.
Like, AG's not getting any of the receiving love. He's only getting like two targets a game right now. But, I mean, he's making up for it on the ground. He should be good.
We'll see. All right, my team is Tyler Conklin, tight end, Geno Smith at quarterback, Keenan Allen at the wide receiver position, Alexander Mattison running back, and Antonio Gibson as running back. Charlie?
Yeah, Gibson this year, 11-9, but then the last 3 weeks, 17-15-22.
Okay.
You're in good shape. My team, Kirk Cousins, Alex Collins, Austin Eckler, Kadarius Toney, and Darren Waller.
I've got Teddy Bridgewater, Cortland Sutton, Tommy Trimble, Josh Jacobs, and Devontae Booker.
All right, and then over here I got Matt Stafford, Aaron Jones, DJ Moore, Mo Alley Cox, and Damian Williams.
That sounds like an actual pretty good fantasy.
Yeah,
game.
That
Ryan's just going to win this week.
Yeah,
that was just a great pull.
That's a lot.
Ryan, I think you're safe.
Way too much confidence in your voice. Maybe you should lose.
It is a three-man race this week.
Three-man race this week. Hey, there it is. Top four, middle four, bottom four. On the other side, let's look at some of the matchups from the NFL. over the weekend. Let's talk about Thursday Night Football, too. Keep it locked here for more of the Blitz. This is Fanman Radio. Welcome back to the Blitz. Josh Heupel. I guess he's on the podium talking about the Rebels. We've got to make it an uncomfortable night for him in the pocket, talking about pressure on Matt Corral. Also, those of you worried about Tyon Evans' availability, says he's been able to do more in practice this week as it's progressed, so they'll make a decision tomorrow. Oh, man, we need him.
Need him big.
Yeah.
Got to have him. If they don't have him, anything that I'm feeling confident about goes out the door. And it's not that I don't have trust in Hendon Hooker and being able to do it. I just, you have to have that balance. We've seen it. Yeah. You need him out there.
Jabari
on the field.
Small should be back this week too.
He should. He should. Lenef Whitehead has gotten more snaps, and he's replaced Jalen Wright in the depth chart. He's kind of overtook him, but Tyon Evans has to be out there.
It's crazy how we lost our two starting running backs and got better at that position. It feels like.
Yeah. That is pretty wild. Your cheapest tickets or lowest tickets price for the upcoming weekend, your Tennessee Ole Miss ticket right now, going for $150. That's the cheapest ticket you can buy. The hype is real. In other games, let's see. You can go to Vandy, South Carolina for like $38 if you want to
still
do that.
Too expensive for that.
Yeah, in Columbia.
Oh, well, if it's in Columbia, I guess I understand it.
I think it's in Columbia
this
weekend.
They at least have a fan base.
Biggest ticket over the weekend in the SEC is Tennessee Ole Miss. That is the most expensive ticket.
Beating out Georgia.
They have dropped a little bit since that tweet. They're down to like 130 now. 140, but still.
But still probably the highest ticket average right now. Tennessee Ole Miss. The biggest game for the SEC slate. Looking at some of the games over the weekend in the NFL. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, too, in hour number two. But some big games. Obviously, you guys, Titans and the Bills. The big game tonight. How you guys feeling about tonight? I know we talked a little bit about in the first hour, but this is all Bucks, right?
It's Bucks, but there's going to be a couple good plays on the Eagles side, too, like if you want to spice up a little same-game parlay or something.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to just sit down. I think they proved that last week against the Panthers. Like, they were put in their place for pretty much that entire game, and then they pulled it out of nothing.
Bucks come in as a 6.5-point favorite on the road in Philadelphia, over-under set at 52.5.
I could see this being like a trap game, if you want to call it that, for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think many people are too worried about the Eagles right now, and with it being a Thursday night game.
High scoring, we taking the over here, boys?
What's the over at?
52.5.
The only thing I know for sure I'm taking is Tom Brady's over rushing yards.
Oh, really?
That line's got to be crazy low.
Is it over
low.
Like 1.5 or something?
It's over 0.5 every week, 0.5. And it hits every week.
It hits every week.
It hits every week.
Yeah.
It hits every week.
Every week he's just like an injured giraffe, and he just scampers for like 3 yards somewhere.
Does he not lose it at the end when he takes his knee?
Or like he...
good point.
Interesting. Yeah, see, Tom Brady, over 1.5 yards is his rushing total.
I remember a couple weeks ago somebody had a over stat on Derek Carr's rushing or something like that, and they brought in the backup to take the knee, and then for the last play he came back in
and took the knee, and they lost the prop,
and then he lost the parlay because of that.
Oh man, Jalen Hurts comes in over 45.5 rushing yards. We taking that one? Can he get some?
No,
that would probably be more of a defense to do stop. Your own alternate line, maybe sink it down closer to 30.
Okay.
But, I mean, in general tonight, I don't know. I guess some of the pieces are there for this game to be a little bit more competitive than you think. The Bucks still are dealing with some injuries on their
defense. Our Thursday night football games have been good.
Generally, we've gotten good primetime games this year all around, Monday, Sunday,
and Thursday night used to be the worst games of the week.
I mean, some of the ingredients are there. Again, the Bucks defense a little bit banged up. A mobile quarterback with some running backs that are pretty good at catching the ball and a fast receiver in Devontae Smith, maybe they can catch that injured Bucks defense a couple times out of position. And then that Eagles defensive front, obviously it's aging, but it's still very stout. Tom Brady, not really a mobile guy, even though we will be taking his over on rushing yards. Still, he's pretty statuesque in the pocket.
He's pretty good at doing quarterback sneaks too, and short yardage situations.
Yeah, but he's pretty statuesque in the pocket. That Eagles defense, I think, is going to just bring a ton of pressure all night and gamble on the pressure. So if that gamble pays off, we could get a better game than maybe what we're expecting.
Vikings and Panthers, that'll be a decent game over the weekend. Obviously, we all have a lot of invested stake in that, and top four, middle four, bottom four. Chargers, Ravens, that's an exciting game. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. That'll be a good one to watch. Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, who can kind of, I guess, outdo the other, maybe give them a leg up in the MVP race. Let's see. Also, other notable games. Packers-Bears, I mean, that might be pretty decent. Packers, I mean, still got to go into Chicago.
Devontae Adams had one of my favorite quotes ever.
I missed it. What did he say?
They asked him about what the Bears rivalry means to him. And
I'd say nothing because we always beat them.
And he said, well, I hate everybody that I play against.
I love that. Ooh. I love that.
So Grandma Collier would not like the word hate there, but I personally I love that quote.
I love that. Don't matter about them. I hate everybody that I play. You got Seahawks and Steelers in primetime on Sunday night. Geno Smith, shout out to Geno. Come on, do me right. Playing a
get maybe, the ball to Alex Collins 30 plus times.
Yeah, maybe a resurgent
40 plus times.
Big Ben Roethlisberger. Cowboys Patriots. That's one of your 4:30 games. Cowboys should roll on that one. We still haven't seen Mac Jones like have his game yet.
I don't know. I mean, he was pretty good in the Bucs game. I feel like. They lost
I mean, a lot of people say that he outplayed Brady.
He hasn't had his game, but he also hasn't had the clunkers that everyone else
has. But also know this. He's the quarterback for the Patriots, so this quote-unquote game we're talking about isn't going to be one of these flashy, crazy games. Like, it's just going to be a very high completion percentage, probably 2, maybe 3 touchdowns if he gets lucky one week.
Yeah, just like, I mean, yeah.
I mean, Bill Belichick isn't going to allow him to do a lot until he's for sure ready to do a lot.
Yeah.
Can the Lions get their first win?
Yeah.
Man, I hope so.
Playing the Bengals. Playing the Bengals.
Not this week.
Not happening.
Not this week. Maybe. I don't think so.
Maybe, just maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Sorry for you. Yes. Rams-Giants should be a doozy. Rams should have that one pretty easy, in my opinion. I think Giants are too much of a match for them. Dolphins Jaguars, does Urban Meyer get his first win?
No.
Mm-mm.
Maybe. London?
Oh, in it London? Is a London game.
It's a London game, yeah.
Maybe
London. Maybe Tua is out. The quarterback? Question mark. He's the Jaguars supposedly
play in London
supposed
every
to play?
Damn year?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, they play
them
yeah,
and the Falcons.
They have like a contract, I no, think, and everything, and they've been like, looking to move.
They're one of the few teams that are willing to give up a home game, yeah, like to go over there
to go to London. I feel like they play over in London every year. We talked about Texans Colts. Colts win that one, then maybe they get a step on the Titans.
I don't think people have realized how bad the Dolphins have been this year. I mean, you compare them to the Jags. Points per game is actually lower than the Jags. The Dolphins only scoring 15 a game, while the Jags scoring 18. And then yards or points allowed per game, the Dolphins are allowing 30.8 and the Jags 30.4. Granted, they've had a little bit tougher of a schedule because they had to play the Bills, but the Dolphins have been bad. And Flores has raised a lot of questions. It doesn't look like anybody's really being put in the best position to maximize their skill set on that Dolphins team.
Yeah, one thing, every time I think of the Dolphins right here, I think it's very similar to the Washington football team right here, just because both of these defenses came in very highly touted, had a very good last season, both dropped down. Both teams lost their quarterback that they were planning on starting every single week, except the only difference is Washington's being able to weather the storm because they have Taylor Heineke and a lot better offensive playmakers right here.
Is this the week that we officially count the Chiefs out of a playoff race if they lose to the Washington football team?
No. Excuse me?
No. Nah, they're still being in the hunt.
They'd be what, 2-4? They're 2-3 right now. Is that right?
Yeah, they're 2-3.
Yeah, but the Chiefs could be 2-7, and I wouldn't count them out of the playoff race.
I mean, just
oh no, if they're 2-7, I'd probably like at that point.
This guy 2-7, wouldn't count them out. If the Chiefs were 2-7, they could finish 10-7.
Still.
If they go to 2-4, is it time to worry?
I think it's time to start worrying, but I'm not counting them out.
I wouldn't even be worried, but counting the Chiefs off after 6 games is ridiculous.
It's the same thing I said about the Patriots. I'm not going to count them out until you can count them out. And then,
would you count them out at 2-4?
I'd start to worry and yeah, probably start to.
But would you count them out? Like, that was your initial question. Would you?
This year's team, yes, because their defense is so bad.
So if the
losing to Washington would be a red flag.
If the Chiefs fall to 2-4, you're counting them out then?
Yes, this year's team, because their defense is so bad, and they know if they don't score a lot of points, then they are.
But they're still the Chiefs. They're still Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
But their defense is the worst defense in the league. Awful. So they're having to overcompensate so much for that defense. Like,
Their defense has never really been that great.
It ain't been this bad.
It hasn't been that bad either. But the biggest thing for them is teams that have adapted the whole make them go, down the field slowly identity. The whole don't blitz them. The drop eight, the keep everything underneath strategy. That's what the Chiefs need to figure out even more so than their defense is how they want to attack that and how to not get frustrated.
Yeah, that's what people are doing against them.
And they can. I mean, Andy Reid's a great coach and an offensive genius. And again, Patrick Mahomes.
I get
the Titans
you're saying.
Had the worst defense in the NFL last year.
It's probably laughable to think about it, but still.
The Titans had the worst defense in the NFL last year and won their division. I mean,
we
granted,
also played in a bad division.
They played in a bad division.
Again,
but
we talked about that yesterday. Yeah,
but even if they didn't win their division, they would have been in position to win a wild card.
We'll see.
Potentially. I just don't think you can count the Chiefs out.
Hey, we'll see. I think we're all taking the Bucks tonight, though. But on the other side, let's go ahead and, Charlie, it's time. Let's do that hockey. Keep it locked here for more Fan on Radio. One last segment. Wrapping up the show here. Great Thursday tomorrow. We'll preview it all. Deep dive into the Ole Miss-Tennessee matchup. Hopefully we'll be talking to Fast Freddy, Rick Butler of Rocky Top Insider. He'll give us some insight. But now I'm going to let Charlie do something I allow him to do around this time of year. Most time it happens in the playoffs, so this is a treat for you, Charlie. Let's do that hockey.
Yeah, let's do that hockey. And as we do that hockey, I want to remind you about our friends over at FanDuel. Because, hey, hockey season is in full swing, and there's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL parlays are a perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You can turn a little bet into a big payday. And all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer, everyone, NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. Don't have a FanDuel account? Sign up now using promo code BLITZ to place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel is back. They're always hooking you up with hockey's back, and FanDuel's always hooking you up with great odds, exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid quick in as little as 24 hours. This season, make every moment more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember to use the promo code BLITZ so they know that we sent you. You want to go bet on the Preds tonight? Their home opener.
They're playing the Kraken.
The Kraken have some COVID issues. The Preds busting out some new young players. But in general, a lot of the same guys that helped them make the playoffs last year. I want to bet on the Preds tonight. I'm going to go do it over on FanDuel. Must be 21 or older and present in the state of Tennessee. A parlay insurance max refund $25 per day. Risk-free bet for the first time online. Real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for the risk-free bet. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
All right, so we got the Preds playing the Kraken. Kraken survived, or not survived, but they got beat by, one score the other night in their opener?
Yeah, they looked a little off to start, and then they really started playing well.
Rough at the beginning.
Yeah. Vegas really jumped on them early, too, and Vegas is a good team. That's a tough team to open your season with. Mm-hmm. But tonight for the Preds, only 4 players on Nashville's opening night roster did not play for the Predators last season. That's Cody Glass.
That's huge, right?
The young man that they acquired from
Vegas.
Las Vegas in the trade that involved Ryan Ellis. They also have Tomasino.
Yeah, Philip Tomasino, first round
playing
pick,
tonight, who is a heralded prospect. I'm very, very, very excited to see him and Cody Glass tonight. And then David Rittich did not play for the Preds last year. He's your backup goaltender tonight. And Philip Myers, defense. He was also involved in that Ryan Ellis deal. But, your top trio tonight, it's going to be Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, and Matt Duchene. presumably on that top line. That's how they skated in the preseason.
No Arvidsson anymore. Still weird to think Arvi's no longer with the team.
Very weird to think about that. And then your second line with Granlund and Cunnan and Eli Tolvanen. That line really excites me. I think last year Cunnan really proved that he can, you know, be a future, you know, second line forward that plays really well for this team. You know, I'd like to see him figure out how to get more involved on the power play this year and on special teams in general. So, you know, that he's not out for those moments. But these top two lines really excite me. And then some of the young guys like Tomasino and like Glass, there's a lot of potential for this Preds team. And, you know, for me personally, I have a lot more hope than most, I feel like.
Yeah, there's a lot of young talent there.
I think it's a playoff team.
Tomasino was one of the best players in the OHL playing for the Niagara Ice Dogs. So we'll see what he can bring to the table.
It kind of depends, I guess, how much stock you put into what the Preds did at the end of the year. Me, personally, I put a lot of stock into it. I really do expect the Preds to be a good hockey team this year.
Well, it's all going to rely on Yusei Saros, and that will be as good as he can take us.
I got a Vezina future on him.
Hey, if he plays like he did at the end of last season all year, he's up there.
Chance, Ryan, let's do that hockey.
Let's do the hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
I'm be betting on some hockey tonight. I'm gonna take the Preds. Probably take the Golden Knights.
Are you going to take the money line, or are you going to take the -1.5?
What should I do?
-1.5.
I'm -1.5.
Go big or go home, brother.
You can get that at +170 right now.
Okay. Okay.
I think it was +170.
That's what I'll be doing.
You got to think, too, in hockey, like if it's a one-goal game, the other team's going to pull their goalie a lot of times late.
Late in the game.
You always have a better shot at covering the 1.5 in hockey than you do in baseball.
See? Learn something new every day. I'll be betting on that in hockey tonight, and you should, too, with our friends over at FanDuel. Time for us to get out here, though. Talk Sports is in the building. John and the boys will have you covered from noon until 3, followed by the Drive with Russell and the Bear, 3 until 6.
Days of the day.
And then Overtime, 6 until 8 with Will Stevens. Are you on there today?
I'm not. He's actually not live today. Overtime's going to be coming back next week.
Okay, so no Overtime. Will be National Programming later. We'll do it all again tomorrow, starting with 3 and out at 7 a.m. But National Calendar Days.
Let's go.
We just got two today.
Oh.
One's my favorite, and one's a shout-out and pay homage to John Reed there. One's National Dessert Day.
Is the other one Bald People Day?
The other one is Be Bald and Be Free Day. Shout-out to our buddy John Reed. Hey, that'll do it for us. Tomorrow we'll have Rick Butler on the show of Rocky Top Insider. We'll break it all down, score predictions, confidence picks, and more. For Charlie, for GP3, for Ryan, I'm Chance. Keep it locked for more Fan Run Radio. Thank you for listening to The Blitz.